Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, offering online bachelor completion programs, including business, education, nursing, and more. Information is available at viterbo.edu/completion.
Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, April the 25th. This is the Ideas Network. Today and tomorrow, Wisconsin Public Radio will share results from the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. This hour, who's leading the presidential pack in Wisconsin? And we will ask you the same question that we asked our poll respondents. If the election were held today, who would get your vote? And why? We didn't ask that, but we ask you why. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email with your question or vote to talk@wpr.org. Talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. As we heard in state news of the people who say they will vote Democrat, Hillary Clinton leads the pack with 33% of the respondents saying that they will be voting for Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama close behind. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani in first place among Republicans, 26%, but former governor, Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson on his tail. We will talk about these results and welcome your questions for our guest, who is our survey analyst and a political science professor from St. Norbert College. And we will also be welcoming in this half hour Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, to get his read on these early numbers. In our second half hour, we will welcome in the executive director of the Wisconsin Republican Party, Mark Jefferson, and we'll get his take on how the Republican field is shaping up at this time. And again, we welcome your participation, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It's a pretty easy question. If the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote and why? Let me welcome in Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Good morning.
Good morning.
And our poll results are, by the way, on our website, so you can look at them in depth, everything that we're releasing today, including the presidential candidates, WPR.org. Well, it is obviously early, Wendy Scattergood, but the presidential race is well underway, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. We have people already raising lots and lots of money. Hillary Clinton ahead with $26 million for the last quarter.
Yeah, and Mitt Romney did well on the in terms of money on the Republican side.
Right, he was the number one with $20.6 million.
Yeah, well, I don't know any surprises from the survey as far as you're concerned.
Well, I think a couple of things. One is that the Democrats are still reasonably far ahead. Well, the first question we asked was, would you be more likely to vote for a Democratic candidate, a Republican, or an independent? And we found that 47% said that they would vote for a Democrat. Not too surprising, since when we asked them what their party identification is, 42% said that they were Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But where that extra is coming from, almost 20% of the sample said that they were either an independent or they were a member of another party. And among those, for the independents, 40% said that they would vote for a Democratic candidate, and only 14% for a Republican candidate. Of course, 27% of independents were still not sure.
Yeah.
So far, we're seeing that middle ground, which is usually independents are very centrist, are tending to lean a little bit more toward the Democrats at this point.
Yeah, lots of numbers here, but our sample included 42% who said they were Democrats.
Yes, that's
correct.
And
what about Republicans?
Republicans was 30%.
Yeah, and does that reflect the population as a whole, or talk about how that might influence the results, because that always comes up.
Yeah, it sure does, as we found out in the fall. And in fact, a lot of people criticized our poll when it first came out on the governor's race, because we had Governor Doyle significantly ahead, and it turned out our poll was actually the closest of any of the polls that were taken in the state, either by national organizations or by state. So, just maybe a little bit. But, you know, there's always this question of should we wait the data or whether those kinds of things. And, you know, I've just never been in favor of waiting the data. I think this is how it comes out, and this is what the people that we talked to said. And so last time we happened to be very, very close. So for our intents and purposes, I think that it's fairly accurate. The sample looks very similar to what it looked like in the fall.
Yeah, and on the Democratic side, it looks like at least if the election were held today in Wisconsin, it would be a real nail-biter between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Absolutely. It's very close. 33% of those who would vote for a Democrat said they would vote for Hillary Clinton, and 30% for Barack Obama. So they're quite a bit ahead. John Edwards is third with 18%. And that's a little bit closer than some of the national polls that we're seeing that has Hillary a little bit further ahead than over Obama. And then we did not ask about Al Gore. Some of the national polls are asking that. I didn't do that simply because he hasn't declared. I put the people in who were actually had declared officially, and Al has said that he's not going to run. So, but in nationally, he's running about 16%.
Yeah, and we should add that while there, I think there are others who have declared, but they're not, you know, they're not in the upper tier, and we didn't ask every single candidate.
Right, yeah. That gets awfully long, yeah. And then it digs into our issues questions.
Yeah, right, and this is what surprised me on the Republican side: Rudy Giuliani, 26%; Tommy Thompson, 24%.
Very high, and much higher than the national polls, where he's somewhere in between 1% and 4%.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to welcome in Joe Winicky to get his reaction to and his thoughts on the presidential race in Wisconsin. And then I think, Wendy, we're going to bring you back after the news at 7:30 to talk some more, a little bit more in depth maybe about the Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll talk to you in a bit. Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. And yes, we will welcome in Joe Winicky coming up after this weather break. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, April the 25th. Coming up this afternoon, Ben Marins is with you. And after 4 o'clock, Ben will talk more about the latest results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, wondering what Wisconsinites see as the top issues facing the nation and how we rate President Bush and Congress. I'm sure Ben will also talk some about the presidential candidate results that we're discussing this hour and what we think about the war in Iraq. So join Ben Marins after 4 o'clock for more on our results. You can check out the results by going to our website, wpr.org. Well, let me welcome Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Now, good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
What do you think about these poll results showing Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama pretty close when it comes to on the Democratic side?
Well, I think it reflects a lot of national opinion polling as well. I would argue quite strongly that Senator Edwards looks pretty good in this poll as well. And so you have three candidates out of the four mentioned that anyone could win in Wisconsin. The thing about Democrats in this race is they're happy with any of these candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really want to do is retake back our government, get George Bush and his Republican cronies out of the White House, and whether it was Hillary Clinton or John Edwards or Barack Obama, I think most Democrats wouldn't care as long as we can retake back our government.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell a personal story. My 14-year-old niece yesterday, when I was driving her somewhere, I asked her about this just for kicks. And she said, if the election were held tomorrow and I could vote, I would vote for, I think, Barack Obama, because he would be the first African-American president. But, you know, then Hillary Clinton would be the first female president. And I think Hillary Clinton has a little more experience, so maybe I would go with her. So she's pretty smart, huh?
I'm sure, but you could also make the argument if Bill Richardson was elected to be the first Hispanic president.
Yeah.
You know, and that shows how far we've come in society and where the Democratic Party is today, that we can have viable candidates for president without anybody questioning anymore whether you're African American or female or Latino or whatever. And I think that's a great thing.
Well, what do you make of the result that showed of our sample, which I don't want to get into too much minutia here, but it showed that 47% were planning on voting on the Democratic side as opposed to 29% Republican in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, national polling as well is showing a double-digit lead when you ask the generic question of are you likely to vote for a Democrat or Republican for president, and that just shows to me where the American people are, especially as it relates to this very unpopular war, the fact that we have almost 50 million people without health care, we've got soaring deficits, and the world doesn't like us very much. And by the way, I'm sure some Republican will call up and say your polling numbers are skewed because you polled more Democrats than Republicans. Well, that's not the case. When you do a random poll and more people say they're a Democrat, that's what you get.
Yeah, and that's what Wendy Scattergood mentioned. Well, let's get your take on the Republican side. The results showing in Wisconsin, Rudy Giuliani with 26% and Tommy Thompson with 24%, McCain 18%, Mitt Romney 9%.
Well, I mean, I'm no expert on Republican politics. I do expect you're going to see a Rudy Giuliani slowly slide into second or third place as people get to realize that his positions on issues like gay marriage and abortion and gun control don't skew with the conservative wing of the Republican Party. But I would expect Tommy Thompson to be doing pretty well in Wisconsin. He has got 100% name recognition here, you know.
Right. I guess it just seemed that he was neck and neck with the national Tommy Thompson is not doing well that well nationally.
Well,
though.
Yeah, but his national name recognition is probably 5%, and his Wisconsin name recognition is probably 100%.
Right. We are talking with Joe Winicky. He is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We're getting his read on the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll that asked Wisconsin residents, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? And we are talking about those results. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, 33%, Barack Obama, 30%, John Edwards, 18%, Bill Richardson, 2%. Others and not sure, 17%. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. What's your answer to that question? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. I'm surprised that most of our lines are open. We do have Ed in Burlington with us, though. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Hi, Barack Obama.
And why?
Well, I'll tell you what. Ever since I was 18 years old, I've been voting. I think it's very important. But I've always voted Republican. I kind of wish I would have voted during the Clinton administration because I did like his. But I would say the biggest reason is because he's not politics as usual. And I listen to him, and I really like his views. I'm really fed up with the Bush administration, and that's who I'd vote for today. It'd be the first time voting Democrat, but...
Yeah, well, what do you make of that, Joe Winicky?
Well, I think it helps explain the 18-point differential between people who say they'd vote for a Democrat or Republican. And I do think Barack Obama, to this point in the campaign, has been a messenger of kind of hope for a better day. Now, Senator Obama will have to put some meat on the bones when it comes to issues. I mean, if you're looking at the issue debate so far, Senator Edwards, I think, has come up with the most detailed proposals on health care and the war in Iraq. But, you know, there's a long way to Tipperary here, and I expect all of our candidates are going to have to show why they're the best. And if I was Barack Obama today, I'd be feeling pretty good about where I am.
Yeah, Barack Obama was, what, was just on Monday, was he in
Milwaukee?
A week ago Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, anybody else showing up here anytime soon?
Well, I hope so. Well, we do have Al Franken coming in pretty soon, but that's a little different.
Yeah.
The part of the problem we're running into, even though Wisconsin is always a bellwether state, and come next October and, you know, going up to the election, we'll see whoever the candidates are all the time. Because of the national primary that seems to be occurring on February 5th with as many as 20 states, we're after that. We're February 19th, and it's really hard to get people's attention right now.
Yeah. Let's go next to Kathy in Milwaukee. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'd vote for Edwards because his honesty comes across, and he just seems like a really genuine person. Or some of the others, I don't quite trust their motives. And
just curious, Kathy, the whole issue of his wife's health with the recurrence of her cancer. Does that concern you at all?
No, well, I'm a 6-year survivor of breast cancer, so I know that she's got a long life ahead of her, even though it's reoccurred, there's Herceptin and all kinds of things out there. Because I know what the treatments are, and mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to affect him running or even his time in the White House.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kathy. Joe Winicky, what about, do you see that affecting him and his support?
No, I think what the reoccurrence of cancer did was highlight the disease. But, you know, I think the vast majority of people think this was a decision between John and Elizabeth Edwards, and they want to go forward. And I thought Elizabeth Edwards said it as best as anybody. She wants to live. She wants to move forward, and this is what she wants to do. So we should say go for it.
Yeah, on the issues, how different are these candidates as far as you can tell us?
Well, I mean, amongst Democratic voters, I mean, there's really two or three issues that just come before everything else. And obviously, the number one, two, and three issue that's going on in the voters' minds that are voting Democratic is the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Health care, though, is another extremely important issue to Democrats. And, you know, I think that the candidates are going to have to show some differentiation on some of these issues. And, you know, the issues sometimes force themselves, like the debate that's going on in Congress today. Over whether we're going to fund the troops and the like may dictate where some of the candidates are. Some of these candidates have to vote on this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dennis in Sister Bay is with us now. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Obama and Edwards in that order. I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton. The reason being that this country was based upon a revolution against dynastic rule. So when we think about Bush, Clinton, and Bush, and another Clinton, it scares me. Consolidation of power. Let's get some fresh faces in.
Joe Winicky, you want to react?
Well, I don't think the Clintons are exactly the Rockefellers mm-hmm. or the Kennedys here when it comes to dynasties. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a husband and a wife. They've both done great work. And I'll just put it this way. On the back of my car, I have one bumper sticker, and it simply says, I miss Bill.
Is Hillary Clinton going to be continue to be hurt by her vote in favor of the lack of a better term to make it quick, the war in Iraq?
Well, I think she has the toughest road to hoe, even though several of the candidates that are running, including, I think, Chris Dodd, Joe Biden, John Edwards, all initially voted mm-hmm. For the resolution. But she has been the most defiant, if you will, about not saying it was a mistake, but she also has been very forthcoming in saying that if she's elected president, she's going to get us out of there.
Yeah. We have less than 30 seconds. We have a number of callers. Most of them are saying Barack Obama, at least our little informal, unscientific
well,
sample.
We'll have another straw poll another day.
We will. We will. Joe Winicky, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Joe Winicky is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, reacting to the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, where we asked Wisconsin residents, 400 of you, about who you would vote for if the election were to be held today. Hillary Clinton, 33%, Barack Obama, 30%, John Edwards, 18%, Bill Richardson, 2%. We'll take a closer look at the Republican side of the ticket coming up after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Wednesday morning, April the 25th. Our spring pledge drive starts on May 3rd, and your online pledge before the drive will help shorten the drive. Members have already contributed more than $7,000 toward our goal of $275,000. When the goal is reached, the pledge drive will end. And if we reach it before May 3rd, we won't even start the drive. So if you are so inclined to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, there's incentive for you. Pledge online at wisconsinwpr.org, wpr.org. And when you're there, you can check out our progress toward the goal. I'm Joy Cardine, happy to have you along as we continue talking about the latest results from the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. In this half hour, we will focus in more on the Republican side of the presidential ticket. We talked about the Democratic side of the ticket in our last half hour, hearing from Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, reacting to the results that found that if the presidential election were held today, Hillary Clinton would receive 33% of the vote from our poll respondents, followed by Barack Obama, 30%, John Edwards, 18%, Bill Richardson, 2%. Now we'll talk some more about the Republican side of the ticket with our survey analyst, and in a little bit we will welcome in the executive director of the Wisconsin Republican Party, Mark Jefferson. And we want to hear from you, too. What about that question? If the presidential election were held today, who would you be most likely to vote for and why? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And since Democrats, you had your chance in the last half hour, let's hear from Republicans or those who believe you will be voting for a Republican candidate in next year, the primaries in February. Let me welcome in Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Good morning again, Wendy.
Good morning.
So let's break down the Republican side. What did we find out again?
We found out that Rudy Giuliani is in the lead with 26%, but right behind him is Tommy Thompson with 24%. John McCain in third with 18%, then Mitt Romney with 9%, other 9%, and 14%, still not sure.
Yeah, and we did touch on this briefly in the first half hour. Tommy Thompson apparently is a hometown favorite, huh? I mean, in terms of we know his name and we like him, according to this poll.
Yes, yeah. I think that's true. I think we find some demographic differences in those that tend to be a little bit older and with a little bit less education tend to be Tommy supporters. Rudy is pulling in people sort of in the middle age and the education support.
In your take on John McCain, because he was at one time considered, the front runner, and he's looking more like an underdog now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of name recognition for Rudy Giuliani with regard to 9/11, and that he gained a lot of respect from people around the country in his response to the bombings in New York City. And I think that's where we're going right now, is that they want to see somebody who's stepping up with regard to terrorism, and that's why he may be fairly popular. Also, we do find when we were talking about the Iraq situation that while the majority of Republicans still favor the president's plan, there is a good number of them, 24%, who think that they agree with Congress's plan. So that may be hurting him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When people said other, do you have handy who some of those others were?
Well, we didn't ask them specifically who they wanted to vote for. But, yeah, some of the others are, of course, Fred Thompson, Mike Huckabee, Pataki, Sam Brownback, Chuck Hagel, or some of the others that and Tom Tancredo, I think, is entered.
Mm-hmm. And we don't think that anybody was confusing Tommy Thompson with Fred Thompson, right?
Not in this state, I don't think so.
Now, Fred Thompson hasn't even officially declared, but what does that tell you that there is, and it's on the Democratic side to some extent, too, with the speculation, well, Gore get in there, and he's, you know, and ends up in polls as being, you know, in the top tier if he should decide to run, that, that you know, the field is not completely set in stone yet. We have speculation that maybe this Fred Thompson will enter, and he's doing well in polls, even though he hasn't declared.
Right. He's getting anywhere from 9 to 11% in the polls, which is actually higher than Newt Gingrich, another one who has not claimed and, in fact, has said that he will not run. He is getting, Newt's getting about 9%. So there are some candidates who have not declared who are actually doing pretty well in the polls. Gore has also said he is not going to run, but he's running about 16% in the polls right now.
Yeah. So does this tell you that it is anyone's game here? It's wide open?
Yeah, I think so, very much so. As we see, Giuliani is not that far ahead of some of the other, and particularly in the national polls, he's not that far ahead. And when we look at those among the Republicans, 14% are not sure. And when we ask the general question, will you vote for a Democrat, Republican, or independent, again, 14% were not sure. So even between the parties, not just within the parties, I think there's still a long ways to go.
Yeah. Now, I did talk with Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party, in our last half hour, who said, while Barack Obama was in Wisconsin last week, wasn't so sure that we would be seeing a steady parade of these candidates coming through Wisconsin, because right now they are concentrating a lot on all these states that are holding their primary on February 5th, when we're February 19th. This might be... maybe that super duper Tuesday is gonna affect Wisconsin's attention.
I definitely think so. This movement, and in fact, we had already moved ours up 4 years ago. We front loaded, as they call the term, and now we're seeing, especially California, moving it up, and a lot of the states moving further up into the season. And there's a lot of issues about front loading that way, and that is, you know, we don't get as much chance to see all the candidates because the primary season is so short now. On the other hand, more states are going to be getting a fuller slate of candidates to actually vote on. So there's really pros and cons to this. But I think clearly that, yeah, we are not going to be getting as much attention in the primary season, though. I agree with Joe that, you know, after the primaries are over, being the swing state that we are, that we will be getting a lot of attention in the general election campaign.
Yeah, after the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Before we let you go, let me ask you to just kind of talk a little bit about the methodology, because while I don't want to argue minutiae, I do want you to explain that more people polled in this poll said they were Democrats than Republicans, and how that influences or not the results that we got.
Mm-hmm. What we do for our selection is a random selection of household phone numbers. And so we polled 400 people, which is a plus or minus 5% error rate. And we did find that in this survey, similar to what we found in the fall, was that 42% said they were Democrats, 30% said they were Republicans, 13% said they were independent, 7% other, and 6% not sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's random, so if people say that, maybe that's reflective of, I mean, you just leave it that way, and it's not like you seek to have a 50-50 split of Republicans versus Democrats.
No, it's a completely random selection.
Yeah. All right, Wendy, thanks very much. You'll be talking, I know, with Ben this afternoon, Ben Marins, at 4 o'clock for a while to talk about the most important problem facing the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we will be talking with Wendy tomorrow between the hours of 6 and 8 on and off as we continue to release the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Ben is talking about the most important problem facing the nation this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we will release the results as to whether we want a statewide smoking ban in Wisconsin covering all bars and restaurants and other workplaces. Do we want a smoking ban that includes taverns? We will talk about that and get reaction to our poll results after 6 tomorrow. Then after 7 o'clock, we asked about climate change and whether we think we ought to be cutting back on greenhouse emissions and other policy questions. And we'll talk about those results and those issues after 7 o'clock tomorrow. All of the results posted on our website, WPR.org. We'll welcome in the executive director of the Republican Party, Wisconsin Republican Party. After we check the weather, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Welcoming in Mark Jefferson, executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So let's talk briefly, get your take on especially the Republican side of our Wisconsin Public Radio, St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Rudy Giuliani, 26%. Tommy Thompson, 24%. John McCain, 9%. I'm sorry, John McCain, 18%. Mitt Romney, 9%.
Well, I think it's wide open. Obviously, it's still very, very early. All the names that you're going to see on the Republican side vying for the nomination have yet to declare, so you're going to see more names added, and you're going to see polling in the future with more candidates. And when that happens, you're going to see Tommy Thompson remain surprisingly strong in this state because he's probably the best defined candidate, so people know where they stand on him. So new candidates will probably pull numbers a little bit from Giuliani, perhaps McCain, the folks at the top, but I think you're still going to see the same front runners in the end that you're seeing right now. But it's still very early. There's a couple names out there. Fred Thompson has got a lot of people talking in Republican circles right now, and if he were to jump in, you would probably see some of those numbers pulled away from the front runners. So we've got a long way to go.
Yeah. And I promise, callers, I'll get to you right away, and I apologize for the delay. I wanted to go over the survey results first. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you would like to tell us if the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? And we're focusing in on the Republican side, as we did in our last half-hour talk about the Democratic side. So if the election were held today, which Republican candidate would get your vote? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We did lose two calls who were waiting. Mark Jefferson, who said that they were going to be supporting Tommy Thompson. So that goes along with what you say, that he's well-defined. He was a popular governor. Will he does he have, though, the national strength in order to stay in this race?
Well, we'll find out. I think a lot of the top-tier candidates are obviously well-funded at this point, and that's the thing that everyone points to in the media and the pundits. However, some of the folks that have yet to break into the top tier are going to get their 15 minutes of fame, I think. And the question is going to become, what are they going to do with that? I think Tommy Thompson will get a closer look as the elections get closer, as we get closer to Iowa. And if he's able to capitalize on that opportunity, if he's able to start showing some more money in his account and have a strong reporting period, I think you're going to see a lot of attention start focusing to him, and I think they're going to see him as a viable candidate.
Yeah, let's go to Tim in Sparta. Hi, Tim, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I don't really like the Republican front runners. I think it's the equivalent of, like, say, a Joe Lieberman running for the Democratic side. They're pretty strong moderates. They're weak on their social issues. The two candidates that I'm really taking a close look at is Huckabee, number one, and then Senator Sam Brownback, who are both really strong on social issues. If it came down to it, I would vote for Rudy Giuliani before I'd ever refrain or not. You know, I would never vote for a liberal. But that's my thoughts. What do you have to say about social issues and the impact that the front runners are kind of moderates right now?
Well, I think a couple things I keep hearing people say with Giuliani, you know, when people start finding out that he is not a pro-life Republican, the numbers are going to fall. But I think everybody knows that now, and the numbers seem to be holding. However, there's no denying in the Republican Party there is a real hunger out there for someone who shares the Republican principles. We tend to be a pro-life party. Sam Brownback does get support among the social conservatives. He is coming to our Republican state convention next month. And And I think there's going to be an opportunity for someone who can credential themselves on a conservative message and on conservative social values to really take a step up in the polls here. So I think Huckabee is going to have a going to get a close look by Republicans. I think that Brownback could as well. And there may be more names out there before this is over.
Fred Thompson has those conservative social values that someone like Tim is looking for?
I think his strategy is going to be to position himself as someone who has those conservative values. I know that a lot of the conservatives, vocal conservatives in our party, are looking to him and have hopes that he is going to be a conservative candidate. I think he's got the credentials at this point to do it. Now, will he put together that message that brings people into his camp? That remains to be seen. Obviously, he's considering a run. We're not sure exactly what he's going to do at this point. He's obviously got some health considerations mm-hmm. as well. So I think he has that potential, but it's too early to, I think, give him the, give him the status of the conservative, socially conservative candidate right now.
Yeah, is Newt Gingrich going to get in the race?
I think it's a coin toss, to be honest. I don't have any inside information on that at this point. He's certainly considering it, and I expect an announcement probably by this summer.
Yeah, and you said Brownback is coming to the your convention this summer.
Right, he'll be speaking Friday night at our state chairman's banquet in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, what other do you know of any other candidates that might be tromping through?
So far, it is Sam Brownback and our beloved governor Tommy G. Thompson speaking on Saturday. So that's our lineup so far, and there could be more.
Yeah. Do you expect that Joe Winicky from the Democratic Party was thinking that at least for the primaries that maybe not a whole lot of attention was going to be paid by candidates in Wisconsin? Maybe not because of the Super Duper Tuesday on February 5th. Do you think the same thing?
I do think that all of these states, you see New York and Florida and California and Texas all moving up their primaries to earlier dates. And that's going to obviously deflect from some of the attention that Wisconsin would be getting. However, once those states are over, and assuming some of the nominations one of the party's nominations are still open, then chances are they will be. And even if they're not, Wisconsin's still got a primary either to itself or very few other states with us. And so we're going to get our couple weeks in the sun anyway because candidates are going to want to be here to get a dry run, if for no other reason, in November, because we will be a targeted state then. I think all indications are that it's going to be a very close race here in Wisconsin. So the candidates are going to want to be here.
Let me remind listeners that we have an open line now for you to ask a question, if you wish, but also to voice a vote. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why on the Republican ticket? Let's say it's the Republican primary. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We are talking with Mark Jefferson, who is the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, who is reacting to the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll on the 2008 presidential candidates. On the Republican side, our poll found that Rudy Giuliani tops the list with 26% of the vote. Tommy Thompson, 24% in second place. John McCain, 18%. Mitt Romney, 9%. Others and not sure are the remainder. We did focus in on the Democratic side of the ticket in our last half hour. That found Hillary Clinton with 33%, Barack Obama 30%, John Edwards 18%, Bill Richardson 2%. So Hillary Clinton in the lead, but really neck and neck with Barack Obama at this time in Wisconsin, according to our poll. I did give Joe Winicky a chance to react to the Republican candidate results. So I'll give you, Mark Jefferson, the opportunity to react to the Democratic results.
Well, I think they have the same story. That's a long way to go, but I do think it probably comes down to the big three. I think people are discounting John Edwards perhaps a little bit too soon. It is difficult in either party for the front runner to maintain that status throughout. So you're going to see some changes on both sides. I still think that Hillary Clinton may be the odds-on favorite, but I do think Obama and certainly Edwards as well have real legitimate shots. They each have struggles or each have hurdles that they need to overcome. Obviously, for Hillary Clinton, she's a polarizing figure. I think people on either side of the aisle would acknowledge that. I think that Barack Obama still has a lot to prove. At some point, the presidential campaign is going to have a little more substance than, say, a Miss USA contest. So I think that Barack Obama is going to have to actually lay out a specific vision. And can he do that? We'll see. And will people buy into what his message is? We don't know yet. But he is obviously getting a lot of support right now. But he still has to be a little more specific on the issues, I think, before he makes it.
Yeah.
With John Edwards, again, I think people are discounting him too soon. He put on a very strong race last time. He's been there. He looks seasoned when you compare him, I think, to Barack Obama in some ways and less polarizing than Hillary Clinton. So I think that gives him an opportunity. I think all three present challenges and opportunities for us as Republicans, and I think we can certainly win the presidency against any of them.
Jeff in Muskego, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I originally said Fred Thompson, I'll have to switch my vote to think there's an obvious choice for the leader of the Republicans, and that would be Satan.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I'll go to Megan in Madison. Hi.
Hi. I guess my gut reaction would be to vote for Rudy Giuliani because I've heard that he's done good things for public education in New York. But that's kind of more hearsay, and it's not really based on anything that I've heard from someone like our guest today. So I was wondering if maybe he could address some of the things that Rudy Giuliani has done and maybe what some of the other candidates have done as well.
Well, I wanted to get Megan's vote in there. I wasn't expecting a question, and we don't have time for the answer.
Okay.
So, Mark Jefferson, thank you very much for being with us, and
well,
I hope we can speak to you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mark Jefferson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Republican Party.